Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Good morning, this is Gonzalo Suarez from the 71st Venice Film Festival and the 11th edition of the Venice Days. I'm here with Alex de la Iglesia, director of the documentary Messi. First of all, I would like to know, how would you define this project? Would it be a docufilm? Would it be an homage? Would it be a biopic?
Well, first of all, obviously, it's a homage, you know, it's a beautiful homage, you know, to the character, you know, to the big football player, you know, Messi. And it's a movie, you know, made, you know, trying to enjoy the way he is, you know, the way he play. And when I began to think in the documentary, I tried to avoid, you know, the common things of regular documentaries, you know, people talking with a neutral background or something like that. And I tried to make a movie in sense, you know, to put all the people I interview together in the same place, you know, making a fiction, making a dinner, like in Broadway, Danny Rose, you know. You have a bunch of people having a dinner in a charming way, you know, talking and chatting about a person they loved, you know. I try to be gentle, and I try to be not you know, hostile with the character. At the end, we shoot dramatic fictions with actors trying to reproduce the things the interviews talk about, you know, I don't know, about his life, about his childhood in Rosario, about, you know, the way he comes to Barcelona and begin to play, all that stuff. And I think the movie is a fiction documentary.
And how do you manage to bring together all these people? You have
so difficult, so amazingly difficult. Easier to find, you know, Obama for a documentary than, you know, for example, Messi or Maradona or Pelé. They are stars, and to put it all together was a nightmare. And well, we get Cruyff, we get Menotti or Sabella, you know, trainers, or we get football players like Piqué, Iniesta, or we talk with Mascherano. For me, the best, you know, my favorite is Mascherano, because he's a really, really charming guy. You know, it's so easy to work with him. He's a really cool guy. So it's difficult, but you must try. We tried, you know, our best, you know, trying to reproduce this idea, you know, a beautiful dinner with all the people who loves Messi talking about it.
This day, which is the last day of the festival, the Venice Days have scheduled two films regarding football. First of all, it's Cinco de Talleres by Adrián Benítez, and the second one is your film, which is closing the section this year. What is the relationship between football and cinema? Because football is normally an issue that is not very much tackled by cinema history, and when it has been in films, those films haven't been a huge success, actually.
Well, basically, at the beginning, it's a violent relationship, because when you go to football, you go to, you know, to the football match, you don't go to the cinema. And the opposite. So when we release a movie, we are always thinking, you know, this day we have a match, this day we have a football match between, you know, Real Madrid or Barcelona, and if it happens, we avoid the release this day. So the beginning is difficult, but in fact, football is a drama as well. You know, you don't have a first, a second, and third act. You have only two acts, and maybe there's no relation between, you know, the first part and the second part. In a movie, you need something logic. You need, you know, the beginning is the presentation of the characters. In the second act, you have, you know, the obstacles, and in the third act, you have the resolution. And this thing never happens in football. Maybe you have a violent beginning. After, you know, you have beautiful sequences between, you know, the football players, and at the end, maybe has nothing to do with the beginning. You know? it's not dramatic. It's not logic. I think football is similar to life, not similar to movies.
Thank you very much, Alex de la Iglesia. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.